This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey. Yeah!
Stupid dick!
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you anyway?
I am well. Kevin Federline's lawyers are handing out subpoenas left and right to get the dirt on Britney Spears to help prove, at least.
You've got to get the dirt on Britney Spears. Start with her feet.
That'd be a good place.
Under the nails.
To start.
Her vagine.
The point
what about the vagina?
What about her dookie?
Yeah.
Oh, nasty.
That's a nasty duke.
Super nasty. But the feet, really, more than anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a lady that goes into Texaco restrooms barefoot.
My lady.
Never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, KFED's trying to prove in court that Britney's a bad mother. And now his lawyers have subpoenaed Britney's rehab center, the Promises Center in Malibu, where Britney spent 28 grueling but highly successful days. That's four subpoenas in a week for Kevin's team. Kevin spent part of his weekend partying at a nightclub in Vegas, perhaps in celebration of his clever legal strategy.
Buzz, here is an editor of Allure magazine.
Yes.
Talking about Britney.
I was just supposed to meet with her. I was supposed to go to her house up in the canyon somewhere. 5 minutes from the gate, her publicist calls me up. Judith, she really has some important work to do in the studio. Let's do this tomorrow. Later that day, I think she was doing her nails. The second day where I sat in the hotel room all day, she was shopping with a personal stylist at Neiman Marcus.
Rob Spiewak writes, Dear Don and Mike, white supremacists love KKK Fed.
Yeah, he's a new rapper.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, look for his album soon.
Didn't see that joke coming.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
You didn't see the flare go up on that
no,
one, Russ?
No, I didn't. Britney, by the way, maybe joining Paris and Lindsay Lohan on a round of Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice.
There's everybody can suck now. It.
And it's too bad that she's just such a mess because Lindsay Lohan looks great on the cover of the new Maxim magazine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a tragedy.
That's got to be totally airbrushed, though, because Lindsay Lohan looks like the inside of an ashtray.
She's no gummy bear.
I mean, at least on the outside she does, right?
You're right.
I missed that. Was that Malcolm in the Middle?
I know. She looks like Frankie Munoz.
I don't think Frankie has that cleavage.
Buzz?
I'm pretty sure.
Buzz,
yes.
Stand by for just a bit of teasing.
All right.
Because I'm only teasing you because you tease me. You tease Mike, you teased everybody.
Uh-huh.
You said you'd have that story about that those kids on CBS.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, Kid Nation.
That's right.
Well, too bad.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna hear now. You got to hear a little bit of our teasing.
All right.
You want to hear what Holly Morris did tonight?
Yeah, yes. I do.
We'll put this into the Wheel of Holly tomorrow. She's out at a little league park.
Hopes are still high here at this field, Allison, as we are live this morning in Percival at Fireman's Field, where the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series is well underway. You can see they've already put me to work here. I'm just dragging the field, so to speak. Coming up, though, we're going to show you why this is a first-class facility and first-class talent that you will see taking a swing at the plate. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
Hey, Holly, got an idea for you. Stand next to the generator when you're doing your stand-up.
She's driving a tractor.
Oh, is that what she's doing?
Yeah. And
sorry.
I hate when people say so to speak when they don't need to.
So to speak.
By the dawn's early light.
Because we are live at Fireman's Field in Percival, where the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series is underway.
What time do they start the game? 7 a.m.?
It's just some little kid singing.
Oh,
this morning,
okay.
Coming up next, we're having our own home run derby. I'm going to hit it out of the park. Are you laughing at that? There's no laughing during the Star Spangled Banner. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
There's no talking either, Holly.
Just a little more.
All right. Well, as I head out here, I want to introduce you to our pitcher. This is a very special pitcher. This is Tom Carroll.
The whole time I'm watching this going, please, Beaner in the head. Please, throw the heat.
Ollie.
And Tom knows all about World Series because he played on a World Series team. He was a pitcher for the Big Red Machines.
Oh, that Big Red Machine's in her pants.
Oh, God.
If you were Holly Morris, would you want to be within 10 miles of anyone with a baseball bat?
Holly.
Someone's going to attack her.
Hold on. Just the very end is worth hearing.
Happened to catch the professional football contest.
Oh, hold on. that's the wrong.
That's when her voice got lower.
The wrong gut.
When she's doing a character voice.
If only.
Hello, I'm
Holly. One more. Oh, I tipped it, but we almost took out my camera guy. Very good.
Whoa.
Hey, listen, here's the deal. MyFoxDC.com is our website. We have a link to the Babe Ruth World Series website. They have games that are going on all this week. The championship is on Friday. If you want to come out and see some good ball, you need to come to Loudoun County.
You gotta look at my pants.
And here to the Fireman's Field. One more before
one
we
more.
Go.
Okay.
Let's see. Come on, come on, come on. We'll end on that. Done. Back to you.
That is a good one.
You know, meanwhile, she's out there, and now she does have a smoking body, but she has that annoying face, and she's
wearing her Holly sweater with the H on it?
No, she's got, like, the baseball shirt on.
Okay.
But she has the big, annoying batter's helmet.
Just out of mild curiosity, what kind of pants was she wearing? Baseball pants?
No, like, tight capri pants.
Crotchless capri pants.
Holly. Lovely Holly.
America loves the High School Musical 2. Its Friday night premiere on the Disney Channel ranks as the highest rated show on basic cable ever. It's a proud moment, America. 17.2 million.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Yep. 17.2 million people watched the sequel. Many of them were also young.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
He wasn't.
Come on, bring in the popcorn.
Where's Zach and where's Cody?
In fact, it was the highest rated show on any channel ever for kids age 6 to 11. Here comes the marketing.
Hey, that's the demo we're going for.
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
My daughter watched it.
Hello, 6-year-olds.
Here's my.
How's that booger taste?
Yum, yum.
Don't forget. Hand, mouth, butt.
That's right.
Strep penis. Strep anus.
I shot a hole in him this big.
Strep throat.
And then I stepped on his guts.
That's Steve Martin in Parenthood.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Hey. I think that hole was this big. Kevin, I hope this is the best dang birthday you've ever had.
I love it when you appreciate the genii of SM.
Thoroughly enjoy his work in that particular film.
Thank you.
I like that movie.
Thank you.
My promise.
It's no Patch Adams, Mike.
Yes,
is.
I know. RW.
My promise delivered. CBS has been promoting this new reality show we mentioned earlier called Kid Nation.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
There they are. It's 40 kids ages 8 to 15 stranded in a New Mexico ghost town for 6 weeks.
Looks like baby vomit.
In the middle of a school year. Well, no one saw this coming. The show has now been accused of child abuse and neglect. Officials in New Mexico have received at least one formal complaint from at least one parent, the mother of a little girl whose face was spattered and burned by grease as she tried to cook some food alone.
Hey, Marilyn.
But apparently, there he is.
She looks like a man. She looks like she's possessed by devils.
No, it's just little red spots on her face, really. Mm-hmm. But apparently, several children did need medical attention after drinking bleach that had been left in an unmarked soda bottle.
Now, hello, Buzz, excuse me, please.
Yes, yes.
Can you smell the hype tonight?
Oh, sure. Yep, my next line. CBS admits this did happen just in time to goose the ratings for next month's premiere.
I'd like to meet the parents that did this, and I'm not talking about Robert De Niro. Because really, I would think that's the first thing I thought is when I saw this show and when I saw this show promoted, the type of parents that would participate in this type of thing. Not my kind of people.
And here he comes now.
My kids came back fine.
See,
he's always glass half empty.
Anything to get them on the magic box. Wasn't
exactly.
that your philosophy?
And you know what? Better bleach than like bad water. Bleach can make bad water better.
Sure,
that's what I taught them.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
There's a 15-year-old girl in Texas who will always remember that time at church camp. Two officials of a Christian boot camp in San Antonio are accused of dragging a 15-year-old girl behind a van. Charles Eugene Flowers and Stephanie Bassett of the Love Demonstrated Ministries boot camp are facing aggravated assault charges.
Pixley.
The boot camp offered a 32-day tough love program for young women between the ages of 13 and 19. The girl dragged behind the van was being punished for falling behind the other girls during the morning run.
And the problem is?
Her parents say they enrolled their daughter because of her interest in pursuing a military career, and even though they did sign a consent form, they say they didn't expect this.
Was she fat?
I don't believe she was, no.
Really? Well, then why was she falling behind?
I don't know what the reasons were. I just know that her punishment for falling behind was being dragged by a van.
That she was fat.
I bet she was fat or
didn't
dumb.
Look it in the picture.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was just from head and shoulders, but it didn't look like it.
All right.
Put her in that show, then.
Wish they put our head and shoulders pictures on CBS.
Your daughter with the big ass.
Did you ever think that someday we'd be on the CBS Evening News?
Yeah, we had to do porch sitting, so they have to shoot the chair.
Did you ever think that you'd open up your email mailbox and like guys you haven't heard from in 4 years send you an email and say, hey, you're fat.
Thanks. Thanks for noticing I was alive.
Twice as many women than men think they married the wrong person. One out of every five married women thinks they got the wrong guy, according
to... Rob Spiewak.
You got to go through the line, man.
Mike O'Mara, Mike O'Mara.
It's twice.
Don Geronimo.
All right, I got one, you know. Uh-huh. I've got one in the lost column.
Right, absolutely.
Well, one out of five of
See, I think you can include the people that are actually still married, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Michael Elston as Bus Burbank.
It's entirely possible.
Sure,
sure. One out of five women say they regret marrying the guy they did marry. Nearly one in four says they'd pick someone else if given the option. Among men, fewer than one in eight say that they would choose a different wife. Fewer than one in eight admit.
Those men are lying, Buzz.
Yeah.
I wondered about that, Don.
100% lying. Mm-hmm.
They're hidden. They're hidden. The ball's in the mason jar.
A commercial flight, now, as you know, cannot take off without a full crew, and it certainly can't take off without a pilot. The airline industry hopes to hire 12,000 pilots this year to cover a shortage and more than 50,000 other pilots, new ones, over the next 5 years. A lot of our pilots are retiring, and partly because of competition from the military and foreign airlines, there's a shortage of new pilots, and partly because there are more planes to be flown today.
That's so comforting.
Of course, we could boost our stable of pilots by nearly 4,000 just by raising the retirement age to 65. How do you feel about that?
I'm all for it. Yeah, I bring the 64-year-old pilot on the plane anytime. Okay. I like the gray hair.
Welcome to my flight to Las Vegas. This is Captain Joe Ardinger here.
The password is career change.
I will not be turning on the seatbelt sign during this flight.
If I want to land fast, I'll land fast.
This is Captain Joe Ardinger on Stones Airlines.
Hope you enjoy it. Yes, sirree. Just look for the tongue on the side of the fuselage.
Hijackers are stupid. Dateline Istanbul. A Turkish passenger plane with 142 people on board was hijacked.
Well, here he goes again. Uh-huh. Every month, that's pull right. up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
This passenger plane was hijacked by a couple of guys. One of them had a plastic bag he said was filled with explosive. They shouted something in Arabic and tried to kick
it open. Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
Thought of Barney there.
This is on the air.
Is it? We didn't know. These two guys shouted something. They tried to kick open the kick-proof pilot's door. That didn't work. They said they were Al-Qaeda protesting American actions, and they demanded to be flown to Iran.
Grab life by the balls.
They tried.
B was the pilot.
Well, the pilot informed them that they were out of fuel and needed to land. Upon landing, the pilots kicked out their windows and bailed out of the plane. They could do that with the safety door behind them. When the plane with the plane surrounded, the hijackers started to set some of the hostages free. While they were doing that, the rest of the hostages escaped out another door of the plane.
You know, it's actually pretty cool. If I'm hearing you correctly,
right.
In the cockpit,
mm-hmm.
they lock that door,
right.
And then the pilots kick out mm-hmm. the glass, mm-hmm. and the pilots get out that way, mm-hmm. and that ensures the fact that the bad guys cannot control the cockpit.
Right. No
which
one
means
can.
The plane stays on the ground.
And that's standard with all planes now, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But it's only good if the plane is on the ground.
Captain Obvious.
He's right. I like that. I really like that a lot.
The hijackers have clearly
That's
lost.
That's right.
You don't want the pilots with parachutes.
No, you know why? I've seen Air Force One, that movie.
Yeah.
When that guy opens up that door and everybody gets sucked out.
Back in the early days of CGI, Don.
That's some of the worst CGI. When the back of the plane is opening up and Harrison Ford's having the fight with the bad guy.
And he's got that look that he gets now in every movie that he does where he's just so frustrated.
I'm Harrison Ford, Mr. President. I am the president. I am so frustrated.
I enjoyed that, and I found it perfectly believable. The hijackers had clearly lost control of their hostages. The bag, by the way, that one of them was holding contained modeling clay, and the two hijackers have now apologized to the Turkish nation.
We are very, very sorry for inconveniencing you, Barney.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab, and off you go.
I must tell you, I find that personally offensive.
It's not
Bernard easy. Fife.
Bernard
Barney.
The episode, rather, is Barney Fife for Sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the first line of the episode.
Ask for it by name.
Season 5.
1965.
There, we've gotten all the detail on
black
it
and
right
white. Uh-huh. You know, I actually, over the weekend, when I was at this wedding thing for my nephew, uh-huh, I came up with what I really thought was a great idea for a TV network. I hate the fact that TV Land, which is one of my favorite channels, now is mucking up by showing movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like Cosby Show on there, Cosby Sweater. What I would like is a channel that says, if it's not in black and white, mm-hmm, we're not going to show it. Because think about all the great shows.
The black and white channel.
Bewitched. Bewitched was good,
mm-hmm,
until it was in color.
Right, agreed.
Andy of Mayberry. If you watch an Andy of Mayberry, if it's in color, it's no good.
And you've got enough programming where you'd be able to do that.
Oh, but think about that.
But Monsters. Is this going to take your focus away from one-shot productions?
Oh, no. Our porno business?
Yeah, do both.
With 2-minute, 3-minute, 4-minute, 5-minute pornos?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not, Mike.
Very good. Glad to know.
As a matter of fact, we get some of the stars from the 60s shows to be in our pornos.
Brilliant.
Like the late Fred Gwynn.
Now I'm buying. Finally.
Anyway, what about it? If you had a channel and you said,
like TV Land, black and white TV Land.
Like what TV Land was really supposed to be.
And you could include game shows on that.
Sure you could.
Yep, absolutely. The old To Tell the Truths and the old
You Bet Your Life.
Password was black and white for a while, too.
The BBW mm-hmm network.
You could have everything. As long as it's black and white, it's good.
What's
someone
my
write
line?
That, someone write that down. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea for a channel.
It sure is.
My last great idea was Lago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the gay network.
Yeah.
And that's working out good.
Well, then they booted you out because you pronounced the name wrong.
Lago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Lago.
Sex around the world. At a show called The Circus of Horrors in Edinburgh, England, the dwarf was doing his usual act of running across the stage with a vacuum cleaner stuck on his junk. The attachments kept coming apart on this particular night, though, so he used some super glue that spread to his junk. Firefighters were able to remove the vacuum. In Germany, two young lovers decided to lose their virginity together. The candles were romantic until they set the attic on fire. Nobody hurt, but damage was extensive, and they're still virgins.
You know, most of the people at the table, incidentally, thought it was a bad idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what the hell do they know?
I said, who likes black and white?
Ask your
friend. I said, I do. Here's my son's toast.
Well, they don't get it. They're not media. Right. They're not media savvy like you are.
Yeah.
You know about your black and white idea?
Yeah.
I like half of it.
How do they like the one-shot productions idea?
They love it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Especially the all-money shot.
It really does.
Aunt Mildred like that.
Fantastic. Aunt Mildred. How is she anyway?
Seriously. I give a shout out to her. She lives at Leisure World.
Oh, very good.
She's a very sweet lady.
Close by.
Hi, Aunt Mildred. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, a woman who kept exotic pets has been crushed to death by a camel that was apparently in heat on her 60th birthday.
Ooh.
And in a Detroit suburb, a woman has been arrested for prostitution. She's apparently been at it for 12 years.
Anyway.
Without her husband's knowledge, while he was at work.
Yeah.
As a sheriff's deputy. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, no. We're out of time.
Oh. Kind of sexy, me thinks.
Yeah.
Sexy. All right, listen, we got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, we never got around to calling Dick Van Patten.
Yeah, we're supposed to call him back.
I'll call him on the ride home.
Why don't you give us an update tomorrow?
I shall.
That's it. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Good night, Houston.
Peter North.
It was over before it started.
This is the Don and Mike Show.